Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right heel is a messed up, my Achilles tendon heel. Because when, all right, I'm going to be honest, when you ever masturbate and you get that full calf extension, I think I tore my Achilles tendon on the right.
On there?
On the,
That means it was one, like it was a toe curling one.
Like just before you're about, and then all of a sudden you get up on your calves, you're on your tippy toes a little bit.
You stand. I don't masturbate standing. Again. I don't masturbate standing up all that often.
Really?
Are you lying down when you don't?
How do you? Why are you lying down?
Who, me?
Yeah. Why are you lying
Hold
down?
Hold on a second. Masturbating lying down is a weird thing?
I think
why
so.
Why are you laying down? People stand for that stuff.
Hold on a second. People, I'm not saying stand I've up. Never done it.
Stand up.
Why would I stand up?
Why well, because it
depends
down?
On. Yeah.
What do you mean, why would I lie down?
And are you facing the bed and, like, humping it? Yeah. Are you, like, actually really?
I'm on my back. Yeah, well, laying. I'm laying.
I have to stand because I need two hands.
Of course you do.
Hello, Joe.
Anyway, so I got my...
Hold on, Brett, jump in here. Am I crazy?
Wait a minute.
I don't think you're crazy.
Okay.
Brett's
so you're
sitting because he's watching video games.
That's right.
Correct. I'm already reclined in that position.
To be honest,
he gets hard on some video games.
Really?
Sometimes. That dude.
Which one? What, the characters in the video game?
No, it has nothing to do with the actual video game itself.
Mario is pretty hot.
We've mentioned it. I feel that I'm sitting in the reclined position. My feet are inclined, and I feel like the blood flow is being cut off. In addition to the excitement of playing the video games and sitting for an extended period of time, the blood pools up and
gushes right there.
There you go.
It gets a little chubbed up.
Wow.
I can't believe I'm being called out for masturbating while laying down. I'm some sort of weirdo.
Hey, everybody's masturbated in every position. I'm just saying the most popular position for most people that I know with the surveys that I've taken.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, you ever listen to Chris Rock's bit about it? You got your tissues all out on the bed. You got your lotion going. You know, most people say, anyway,
I think
I tore my right Achilles tendon. I don't know exactly if that was it, but I think it could have been it. So my right Achilles tendon is torn. So I got that going on. Plus, I can't bend over at all. And I have to bend over more because I'm all torso. When I bend over, not only do I get dizzy, and as I lift my head up, I see those little spots flying around.
Yeah.
But I lose my breath and the whole thing. So, and then that's besides the back and the knees. You're supposed to bend your knees, but you can't because your thighs hurt and stuff. I'm on a beta blocker. I'm on Plavix. I got a stent put in.
Go ahead. Have another pint of ice cream.
There you go. Oh, that ice cream is so good, though. It's so good. You ever have ice cream?
Yeah.
Have you ever had ice cream?
Switch to Halo Top or something.
Halo.
Halo Top, have you heard it?
Yeah, but they don't have, like, plain chocolate. You go in there, and it's like, you know, chicken and waffles and rainbow color. I just want plain chocolate. Just give me a creamy chocolate. That's what I want.
See, and chocolate would be the last one I grabbed.
Well, we're opposites.
Leo.
Vanilla? I do like a good vanilla bean. Breyer's vanilla bean is an
oxymoron because all vanilla comes from a bean, unless you're getting it from the beaver gland.
Oh, here we go.
Didn't you talk
don't
to
do
me?
This.
You're the one who told me this.
We don't want to.
The vanilla came out of a beaver's rectum gland. Anal gland is where. So you like the beaver?
I do.
Like beaver ice cream.
Yeah, I'll totally go down on that beaver.
Yo! It's vanilla beaver.
It is.
Unless it comes from the bean, of course.
Listen, he masturbates lying down. He can eat raccoon, whatever. I don't
know. That's right.
Nothing's shocking me anymore.
You masturbate standing up?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm lying down, but I don't have the parts y'all have.
That's right.
What does it matter?
Your parts require standing.
No, they don't. What? Why would you even think that that's the case?
Why are you fighting gravity with it? Like you're making it.
I'm not fighting gravity with it. It's not pointing down when I'm standing up. If I'm excited,
but I think hold it.
I think it's more realistic for a man to be standing.
If you're in the shower, I'll give it to you. But I don't really do in the shower all that much.
No, those days are over. Remember when you were a teenager, shower? You couldn't take a shower without doing that.
Yeah.
I couldn't do much again.
I couldn't much. There's a. I came across a story A clueless mom accidentally sets up an X-rated release relaxation station for her teen son. It says it was meant to be a sweet and thoughtful gesture for her teenager, but by setting up a, quote, relaxation station for her son, one mom has unwittingly provided him with something else, and it's prompted a lot of laughter. The inspiration behind the relaxation station came when the woman's son apparently told her he needed tissues for his runny nose. In a post on Facebook, the mom proudly showed off her hard work, writing, quote, I love this hack. I just bought a Kmart soap dispenser and a bathroom tray to use as my teenage son's relaxation station. He likes to watch internet TV in bed, and he has chronic runny nose, tissue for days. I think it's the air conditioning, she says. Okay. And he's had a problem with dry skin and goes through heaps of hand cream.
Okay.
So she sets up this whole thing, and it's literally, like, look, a little basket. It's got a remote control.
I'll bet you he's relaxed.
It's got a pump full of hand cream. It's got tissues. It's got everything. She had no idea what she was doing.
He's completely relaxed.
She says.
Mission accomplished.
She says she has no idea she was setting up a masturbation station for this guy.
How old is this guy?
Kid. I would love it if my mother was this dumb.
Yeah, could you imagine?
I just bought a Kmart soap dispenser and a bathroom tray to use as my teenage son's relaxation station. Quote, he likes to watch internet TV in bed,
and he has
a chronic runny nose, tissues for days. I think it's the air condition, and he had a problem with dry skin and goes through heaps of hand cream.
Now, does it affect your ability to masturbate knowing that your mom just hooked you up?
Me, it would.
Yeah, you got to have that in the back of your head.
Yeah, no, I got to have all things lined up correctly in my mind for the magic to happen.
You could still go back to the spank bank and use it. No. I got ADHD. I bounce all over the place.
Yeah, no.
She's leaving a little note. Here, son, have fun. Good luck.
And it says... And, you know, so she put it up on Facebook, and then people respond to it. What an amazing idea to disguise the masturbation station, one Facebook user wrote. Oh, goodness, that ain't snot in the tissues, babe, another one added. While the true nature of the relaxation station may turn your stomach, another mom actually thought it was a good idea. Quote, this is what all our sons need in their rooms, one wrote. Another quote, as a mother of three boys, I feel like I should do this in the near future, too.
No, the kid needs to put work in. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the deal, though. She's the one washing the socks.
Right.
She'd probably much rather him throw out some tissues than wash the socks.
I think these kids have to learn how to do what we did and lurk. We have to lurk around. You know what I mean? The word lurk. We have to lurk in the background. You guys are going out to the supermarket? Okay. Boom. As soon as they're gone, look through your father's drawers. See if he's got a Playboy in there.
Right.
Start to line things up. Who's got an 8mm?
But then you need it. Once you find it, then you need them to go out again another time because now you know where it is.
Yeah. Well, it's a process that takes many years.
Right.
And then sometimes, your friends get, look what your friend found in his father's thing and whatever.
I found KY in my mother's drawer when I was young. I didn't know what it was until I was much older, and then I was freaked out by it.
Hey, really? All right. Well, that really doesn't tell you
I'm hoping
much.
For vaginal dryness.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
when you find KY in your mom's drawer... Again, when you're younger, you don't know what it is, but older,
maybe she used it to just lubricate the lampshade.
That's
something like that.
You can only hope.
It's a very good lubricant. You know what I mean? So, all right, hey, you know what?
What?
I think make it hard for these kids. Instead, she's making it easy for him. Of course, what's he going to do but masturbate? You know what I mean? Like, this is sanctioned by mom.
You know? Do you remember the very first time? Like, can you?
I don't know the exact first time. But the youngest I can go back is that I was sick, home alone on the couch. Everybody was out, and we had a couch back in the early 70s that was like a picture. It was like brown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was a texture.
Woven.
It was woven.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was woven.
Uh-huh.
It was woven.
Not even like velour.
No,
or
it was a
like
rough
that.
Texture.
Yes, yes,
woven.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah.
It was almost like if you were going to pave a street, it was like bluestone. You know what I mean? Like,
I remember those streets.
It wasn't smooth.
Right.
But it was perfectly not smooth. It wasn't too rough. It wasn't too smooth. It was perfect. And I guess I was watching The Price is Right with my tomato soup. And my grilled cheese, and I fell asleep, and I rolled over, and boom, and I was like, "What the hell just came out of me?" You know, what is this?
It was a dream.
I feel like
I was half sleeping. I rolled over onto it.
So you aren't masturbating. It
no,
was a wet dream.
Not consciously. Yeah, it was kind of a dream. I mean, that's the way tomato soup and grilled cheese makes me feel.
So, well, he gets off of video games. I'm not judging anybody anymore.
I think I must have rolled over and hit something at the right angle and kaboom. And I was like, what do we have here now?
Right.
Aren't they all mistakes, though? Isn't that how we all come about it? Just accidental?
I think so. I think so.
I remember, I guess I found some book in my sister's drawer or whatever it is, and I started reading it, and it was erotic something.
You were seeking it out. There's no way you were looking for a book to read and sit down and read.
No, I was looking through my sister's drawers, and I came, like, I found it, and I started reading it, and then somebody came home, so I put it away, and I knew it was there, and I went back to it another time when I was by myself, and then biological things started happening while I was reading it, and then it was like I never knew about masturbation before, but I knew exactly what to do.
Yeah.
And then once I did it and got to the finish line, you're just like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure what just happened. Let me see if that happens again.
Well, honestly, when you
let me see if that happens again. Let me see if that happens again.
Again.
35 years again. Later.
When you just said your sister's drawers, that actually did something for me.
My sister's drawers. You want to go through my sister's drawers?
I'd like to see your sister's drawers.
Oh, baby.
Where did we get that from? I'm getting hungry, man. What time is lunch around here? You guys have this catered every day, like I heard, right? You have a beautiful foie gras come in here?
Aflac is online, too. What's up, man?
Honestly stands up if they don't have to do it.
Okay, thank you. I don't know why.
JP.
Monica, I don't know where you got that from.
I feel like that's extremely strange.
The whole thing is, you know, to have some comfort, relax, lay down, do your thing.
Right.
Well, was the kid in this story laying down, or was he standing up, or what?
No, Monica's story. Monica just had it. She just assumed that old guys stand up.
I'm going back to the relaxation station, or the, what do they call it?
It was a teenage boy, the relaxation station. Yeah. No, but he's saying you said you stand up, too.
Yeah.
You cramped up.
Because I'm always in a rush. I just need to get this out, and let's get going. I got to get to the dry cleaners in the bank, and I got stuff to do. I got my taxes to do here. Can we? If it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen.
Either. You'd rather lay down.
Have you ever?
I've laid down, been in prone position. I've stood up on one foot. Actually,
he's kicked his legs over his head.
That's right. Any position you could imagine. I did it on a pole. I was a
talent
on a ladder. Could you imagine
on a ladder
putting my Christmas lights up?
That's
on
a
top.
Gift.
And I said, "There's a reason why you're not supposed to stand under a ladder."
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
He was there.
Oh God. All right.
All right.
We'll take a break. Roger and JP, we'll have the top 10 list coming up in a little bit. A lot more, too. Oh, my God. Hold on a second. What's Wes on line three, quick. Go ahead, Wes.
Wes? Pretty good story for you guys.
All right. Shut your radio, Wes. What do you got?
Yeah, military soldiers do 30 days in the field exercise. They used to have a buddy that would blatantly just, as soon as they clean the porta potties, you would be like, well, I'm going to be gone for a couple minutes. I'll be back.
No, Wes, no.
Yep. That was a regular.
Oh.
Multiple.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Okay. As soon as they cleaned the porta potties?
Yep. Well, I had one buddy that would wait until they actually went out and cleaned the porta potty. Because we'd be out there for 30-something days at a time in the Mojave Desert.
And you're young, right? How old are you then? 19?
At that time, I was 22, 23. Had to have been about 20.
Okay, so it was a brand new clean porta potty, and he went out and tainted it.
Yep, on a regular. Yep. He would wait for them to show up, and they'd clean about maybe.
So that's what turned him on, a clean porta potty. To
honestly,
this day, Lysol turns him on.
If I was going to do it in a porta potty, it would be on the day they cleaned it.
Oh, yeah, he'd bring his phone with him or something, and he'd have videos already ready.
Nice.
Yeah, I just look out the window.
I gaze at
clouds.
Thanks, Wes.
Thanks, Wes.
Have a good one, man.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You guys are animals. If you're in
I'm
a
so
porta
sorry.
Potty, that's disgusting.
It's
clean,
Friday.
No, Roger, JP.
I know this song.
What is it?
And I can battle the hell
let me go when the morning comes.
I could be Meatloaf, dude.
We're Roger J.
For crying out loud, you know I love you.
There it is.
And nothing really rocks and nothing really rolls and nothing's ever worth the cost.
1978. Best album ever made ever. Every song.
I can't even look at you. I can't. Dig it. All right, we'll be right back.
I gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned, dancing through the night with you. Well, if I gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned.
Hold it.
Gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned. Gotta be damned, you know I wanna be damned. Dancing through the night, dancing through the night, dancing through the night with you.
Thanks,
Apple. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.